This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Tri-County Antique Club is hosting their annual swap meet this weekend. Bill Huebner serves as the president of the group and says it's a family event with free admission, and you never know what you might find.
This weekend we have our annual swap meet and flea market, which is going to be held out at our club grounds, which is 2 miles west of the junction of Route 109 and Route 3. We are on Route 3 as if you're on your way to Grafton in southwest Jersey County. And this weekend is Saturday and Sunday. We have our swap meet, and it goes from 7 a.m. until dusk on both days. If you would like to come out and display your wares or whatever, it costs $10 a day. Or if you want a two-day pass, it's just $15 for both days. We have RV space available if anyone wants to bring out an RV or whatever. You're allowed to do that. The electricity, if you want it, will only run you $5 a day. And our vendors, they need to furnish their own tables and overhangs if they want it. But your $5 or your $10 will cover any size space that you need to set up your wares. So we'd like everybody to come out and bring your stuff, kind of clean out your garage and some stuff you want to swap and trade around. And we will be serving breakfast and lunch both days. And the admission is free. So we'd like to have everyone come out and visit us.
Are there any restrictions as to what items someone can bring, or is it pretty much a free-for-all, whatever you'd like?
We're pretty much open to anything, but we do not allow guns. No guns or ammo, no live animals, and we do not allow any obscene materials. We are a family organization club, and we're going to keep things family. So no obscene or objectionable material or anything like that. But outside of those few restrictions, you're pretty much on your own. People bring lawnmowers. They bring this, that. You'll find the kitchen sink, maybe. Thing is, you don't know whether you need it or not unless you come out and look at it. There's going to be stuff there that you need.
Have there been antiques there in the past? Maybe a good place to go if you're looking for maybe some unique items? Because like you said, you never know what's going to be there. So,
yes, we do. We have a couple guys that come out every year, and they kind of specialize in the antique stuff. So it's we are a Tri-County Antique Club, so we try to focus on the past, and people are out just selling their wares and trading. There's a lot of swapping going on, a lot of camaraderie, and just invite everybody to come out and spend the afternoon with us and get to know the area and come out to our club grounds. And then the last part of August, maybe we can get you to come back for our olden days, which we will have a fourth weekend in August as we do every year.
Well, sounds like a lot of fun and a good time for the family. So remind us again what times this is going to be going on over the weekend and when people should show up.
It's Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. till dusk. Like I said, it's at our club grounds, the Tri-County Antique Club grounds, 2 miles west of the junction 109 and Route 3. We are actually on Route 3. And we have some contact information. If anyone's interested and needs to get a little more information, you can call Alex Harris at 618-535-8575, or you may call Paul Harris at 372-3761. That is also 618. Those are the two club members that are pretty much in charge of our swap meet, and they do an excellent job.
Bill Huebner, president of the Tri-County Antique Club, and we'll have more farm news after these messages. There's some positive things happening today at our nation's capital for agriculture. Illinois Farm Bureau President Rich Gieber is testifying before the U.S. House of Representatives Agriculture Subcommittee on Biotechnology, Horticulture, and Research. The testimony began at 9:30 this morning. GrowMark's Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations, Chuck Spencer, says the hearing serves as a great opportunity to share agriculture's story.
The House Agriculture Committee has scheduled a number of hearings in their subcommittee process. It's going to focus on the farm economy, and particularly Congressman Rodney Davis is the chairperson of the Subcommittee on Biotechnology, Horticulture, and Research. And they're going to have a public hearing, as you pointed out. It's going to focus on the farm economy and factors impacting the cost of production. Boy, that's a topic in which all of us are very focused on right now, going into planting season, very optimistic, and then looking at the Board of Trade and some of the prices that are being offered for the harvest this fall. And so what we want to make sure is that from our sector, and particularly the cooperatives, is making sure that we focus on the process that we watch as the United States Environmental Protection Agency and the signals they're sending. They're trying to change the way they review our crop-protected products. So, you know, we have to control weeds. We need to be able to control insects at times. We have to go out and scout our fields very purposely, take records of when it crosses an economic threshold of damage, and then we can apply a product that would control those pests. And, you know, to move a product from research stage to where it's available commercially is around $600 to $800 million. And it goes through a very rigorous process, as we always should, looking at safety for the environment, its impact on wildlife, and, of course, human impact as well. After you go through all those processes and the number of years in taking that forward, we're noticing that in our interactions and our association's interactions with the U.S. EPA, that some of the test data and how they choose to review that is changing, and we are very concerned about that. I think you'll hear some comment about that tomorrow in this subcommittee. You're also going to hear people talk very clearly about what's going to be important as regulations continue to come our way. We're making a tremendous amount of comments and interactions with a variety of agencies on regulations, whether it's Waters of the United States, OSHA's Process Safety Management System, how we're regulating our crop protectant products. And we can go on down that list, and this will be certainly an opportunity for citizens as well as the associations that are being represented. And as you pointed out, Rich Giebert from Illinois Farm Bureau, to certainly bring to the attention of lawmakers what we're facing out here in the ag community.
Chuck Spencer, Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations for GrowMark. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.